Ken Mandolin is the president of the Thunderbirds Motorcycle Club in Duluth. He's met members of the Hells Angels before and says the news media and the police are sensationalizing their visit.
It's a lot of hype. I don't think these guys are any worse than any other group of people you get in town.
Mandolin says there are bad eggs in every organization, but people shouldn't be afraid because the Hells Angels are coming to town.
You should respect them and treat them as people. They're not animals. You know, I don't think they're coming into town just to see how much trouble they can cause. They're coming here to spend their money and have fun. So let them spend their money and have fun and leave them alone.
Superior Assistant Police Chief Charles Legesse thinks differently.
As far as being just a bunch of normal guys, they identify themselves as outlaw motorcycle groups. They call themselves the 1%ers. I don't think they're just regular guys that are here to enjoy motorcycling.
Legesse says the Superior Police Department, like others across the region, will increase patrols during the rally. He says officers will be watching closely for fighting and drunk or reckless driving and urges people to ignore the group.
Don't get in beef with them. You might have somebody at a local bar see the Hells Angels come in and decide to have a confrontation. That would be an error. Having an altercation with a Hells Angel member or any other outlaw group will not result in an altercation with a single member. They back each other up, and people should know that.
Legesse says Superior Police will also be on the lookout for members of the Outlaws Motorcycle Club, a rival of the Hells Angels. He says police will be prepared in case violence erupts. In Superior, Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.